for a CHFI News update.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Kyiv today for a summit of world leaders on this, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Thousands gathered for rallies across Canada on Sunday to mark the anniversary. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says with Canada leading the G7 this year, he'll be seeking Trudeau's input on where that group of countries stands on support for Ukraine. The Vatican saying Pope Francis remains in critical condition and has started showing signs of early kidney failure, but doctors say it's under control. The 88-year-old pontiff remains alert and responsive, even attending a mass at the hospital. Francis has been battling pneumonia and a complex lung infection and suffered a serious asthmatic attack on Saturday. Just another reminder to take it easy and listen to your body if you're out shoveling all this snow from the driveway. A hospital in Newmarket says they've treated 34 people last week alone who exhibited symptoms of a heart attack while shoveling snow. Patients ranging in age from their 40s to their 60s. Another award show with Oscars implications last night. The Screen Actors Guild Award saw the papal thriller Conclave taking home the night's biggest honor, winning Best Ensemble. Timothée Chalamet winning Best Actor for his role in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, while Demi Moore won Best Actress for The Substance. A mix of sun and cloud to start the day. Cloudier this afternoon with a high of +4. We have a chance of showers this evening, that low dropping to +1. Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of +4. Right now in downtown Toronto, a mostly cloudy sky, -1, feeling like -4. I'm Scott Burnett.
CHFI Traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Westbound 401 approaching White's Road in the Express. We've got a stalled vehicle right in the middle of the road, according to a traffic spotter. And then westbound 401 approaching the 400 in the Collector to Express transfer. Stalled vehicle looks like it's mostly off to the right shoulder. Tow truck is there. It should be hauled out very soon. Southbound 427 south of Dundas in the Collector's stalled vehicle there in the right lane. And delays on the eastbound 403 from east of Highway 6 north to east of Waterdown. Accident in the left lane causing delays.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Yes, our Perfect Recall window is open and finally mild temperature, so it's not too cold in here. Yeah, 5 degrees
so
today.
I'm so happy the window's open. This is nice. Melt some of that snow, although it's going to be super slushy if you got a dog. You're going to have to put their, they're going to hate you, but put their boots on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And listen to the music that we're playing, because in this Perfect Recall, we'll play you four songs from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. If you can remember those songs, you win cash.
Plus, if you were listening on Saturday and Sunday, there were bonus songs, which means if you have all those two, you can win $1,000 right here on CHFI Perfect Recall. Let's open up this window with Wilson Phillips. Hold on.
Change, things are going.
right, CHFI Perfect Recall. That is song one of this four-song window. Make sure you're tracking all the tunes, because once we close the window, they are cash in your pocket.
Yeah, all right. What's the weird thing that you collected? Maybe you're still collecting weird things. For me, it was erasers. Producer Steph, it was ceramic fairies.
It's so weird when you add the qualifier ceramic. Ceramic. I thought erasers would be the weirdest thing I hear today, and then Steph comes over the top turnbuckle.
Except mine are worth fairies. So much money.
On paper, not in actuality.
Yeah. Somebody buy them from me.
Oh, boy. Okay, can you top Pooch and Steph here? What's the weird thing you collected? Gary from Uxbridge.
I collected matchbooks.
Oh, really?
Yes, and all over the place.
That's actually a great one. That doesn't seem weird to me.
Yeah. And then I started at 13. My parents took me to Germany, mm-hmm. and I started collecting beer felt. The coasters that go underneath beer glasses.
Okay. So matchbooks and coasters. What a fun, flammable hobby.
How many do you have?
I don't have the matchbooks anymore. They kind of burned up.
Right, as they do.
But the beer felts or coasters, I probably have, 500.
Wow. And you actually put beverages on them, or are they strictly for collectibles? Show, like, you got to keep them in mint condition.
No. I have a lot that, you know, that I keep that were memorable, like from trips I took with family and everything else. But then I also have them that... Yeah, I carry them in my pocket. So we go to a restaurant, and it drives me nuts, the water on the table. So I put my own beer coasters.
Whoa, hold on. I'm sorry. Gary,
it's kind of weird.
Rewind. This is not so much a weird collectible. This is a weird habit. You go to restaurants with your own coasters?
Yes.
Oh. That is wild, wow. Gary. Now I want to go to lunch with you.
My family now asks, oh, have you got coasters? They don't have them here, Dad.
You're a coaster guy. We're learning so much about you. Gary from Uxbridge, thanks so much for the call.
You have a great day.
Bye. Love you, Gary. All right, let's continue with our Perfect Recall window. This is song number two. Make sure you're writing it down. It's Virginia to Vegas, Just Friends. Each song in this Perfect Recall window is worth cash.
Remember your apartment when you said you don't want to waste any more time on letdowns or heartbreaks. Now we're day drunk in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you want to kiss me, but we shouldn't, because we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we give it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending.
Tomorrow, when it's over, and we're sober, I just wanna believe that you'll miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk, in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Stop pretending
like we're just friends.
Stop pretending.
Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Stop pretending
like we're just friends.
Stop pretending
like
back with just friends.
Virginia to Vegas, Just Friends, song number two in our CHFI Perfect Recall window. Write down the songs. You get to win your share of $50,000.
What's the weird thing you collected maybe as a kid? Maybe you collect something weird now. That's what we want to know. Pooja was erasers. Steph was ceramic fairies. Joe from Stouffville, what was it for you?
I don't know how weird it is, but I collected a lot of posters. Art by hip-hop artists and vinyl records.
Okay, vinyl records is pretty common, I think, but posters, that's interesting. So, like, what kind of posters would we see up on your walls?
So anything, I mean, it started way back from the Michael Jackson print, and then it goes all the way up to the Tupac, Biggie Smalls, and all 90s hip-hop as well.
When you collect them, did you actually get them framed, or were they just up, like, the way that they are?
I got a lot of them actually signed, and I have them all mint rolled, and I just started selling them.
Oh,
sweet.
Wow.
That's awesome.
How much you get for them?
Pretty good prices. Anywhere from $200-$300 a piece.
Wow.
That's all right.
I can see if somebody might want like a Tupac or a Biggie poster from back in the day.
You got anything signed by Michael?
No, I do not. No.
Okay. Well, then our business is done. Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
Mary from Belleville texting in saying salt and pepper shakers. Her friend has over 50.
Wow.
That's a little...
That's a lot of sodium.
That's interesting.
What's the weird thing you collected? We're getting to more of your calls and your texts coming up, but we continue with our CHFI Perfect Recall window. Here's song number three. It's Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I. Desire, you are.
Backstreet Boys and the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, and it's CHFI Perfect Recall. That was song three. Have you been writing them down? We got one more coming your way, plus bonus songs from the weekend. It's all worth cash. You could take down $1,000 once we close the window if you're caller 16.
So today is National Trading Card Day, which you collected, Gurdeep. A very normal sort of collectible. A lot
Hockey
of people
cards,
did that.
Baseball, basketball, you name it.
Yeah, but we want to know about the weird things you collected. For me, it was erasers, and for producer Steph, it was ceramic fairies.
Yeah, that's a tough one to top.
Yeah, it is tough. You were making fun of me for my erasers, and then producer. And for producer Steph, it was ceramic fairies.
Yeah, that's a tough one to top.
Yeah, it is tough. You were making fun of me for my erasers. And then producer Steph chimed in.
Steph's like, hold my beer.
Exactly. Tamara from Mississauga, what's the weird thing you collected?
Actually, I'm only calling because I collected erasers too.
Yay!
Hey!
Tamara! Thank you!
I had one that was shaped like a toilet. And yeah. I have one that's shaped like a gun.
Oh my. So where did you get yours from? Because I used to get them from Byway back in the day. I don't know how if I'm aging myself.
Yes, me too. Byway, anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, the dollar store, yeah.
I'm just going to put this
exactly.
out there. Maybe this is a Mississauga thing. Damn, Tamara from Mississauga, Pooja from Mississauga, your weird-shaped erasers.
It was regional.
And I still have mine, actually.
You do?
I do.
Any takers? Anybody in the family want them or no?
It's funny because I actually told my niece a couple days ago, I'm like, I collected erasers, and she just kind of looked at me. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, they're so cool.
Tamara, thank you for calling. Call us more often.
All right. Thank you.
Loving all these texts coming in. Thanks for all these texts. Carlos texting in saying, natural nerd here. I usually collect electronics no matter the condition. LOL, my room smelled like an electronics repair shop.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is a little weird.
What does an electronics repair shop smell like?
I'm not sure.
I guess like cigarettes and an old man's hat.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. Yes. Alexa, by the way, writing us from Pickering to say her 10-year-old daughter collects erasers.
From where?
From Pickering, Durham region.
I bet Alexa is originally from Mississauga.
One more song to go.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Eastbound 401 is heavy from east of Mississauga Road in the Express to approaching Mavis. Looks like we've got a problem in the right lane, possibly a stalled vehicle or a collision. Westbound on the 401 heavy from Keele in the Express, 400 in the collectors to Dixon, where there's an accident there in the right lane. And eastbound 403 is jammed as you come out of Hamilton from Highway 6 North to east of Waterdown, where there's an accident there in the left lane. From recharging your battery to recharging your living room with their home decor partners, take a CAA membership along the way and enjoy savings. Learn more at joincaasco.com.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
Take a winter getaway and warm up to winter in the rolling hills of Caledon with Millcroft Inn & Spa. The luxurious accommodations of the historic Millcroft Inn & Spa await. Embrace the outdoors in the hot spring pool or heated outdoor pool and warm up with a specialty coffee in the lounge and fine dining. Pamper yourself and sink into tranquility in Millcroft's renowned spa. Book your warm-up to winter getaway today at the Millcroft Inn & Spa. Visit Millcroft.com.
Behind every drop of water in Toronto, there's a story of unseen heroes and their unwavering commitment to public health. QP Local 416 members oversee the treatment and distribution of over 1.5 billion liters of water each day. Join us in recognizing the essential services our heroes in Toronto Water for generations have delivered daily and help preserve access to safe, clean, abundant water for all. Learn more at local416.ca/waterforall.
Special announcement. Thursday only. It's the Great Canadian One Day Sale at The Brick. Get 35% off furniture. Select TVs are below cost. Save the tax when you buy two or more major kitchen appliances and get free local delivery. Plus, take 50 months to pay with no interest. A sale this big can only last 24 hours. Thursday only at The Brick. Saving you more. OAC, taxes, fees, and other charges due at time of purchase. Some conditions apply. See thebrick.com for details.
Leadership is about priorities. And for 7 years, Doug Ford has had the wrong ones. The result? A healthcare system in crisis. People are afraid to get sick. As premier, I'll have one priority, fixing our healthcare. We'll take the money that Ford wastes on bad deals and invest it where it matters, starting with getting you a family doctor. I'm Bonnie Crombie, the new leader of Ontario's Liberals, and I'll get more for you.
Authorized by the Ontario Liberal Party.
This March break, take the whole family to see Jim Henson's Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock Live, a magical and musical theater experience, March 11th at The Rose. Tickets at RamptonOnStage.ca.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
It is the final song of this window, Just Give Me a Reason, Pink, featuring Nate Roos.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh-oh, things you never say to me, oh-oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love.
Our CHFI Perfect Recall window is now closed, and we do have caller 16 standing by. How many songs will they recall? How much money will they win? We're going to find out after Mariah Carey.
$50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
And Haley Gobin of Keswick is caller 16 trying to win some money. Haley, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're great. You're caller 16. You ready to go?
I am. I'm so happy. I've been trying for so long, and I've been every caller but 16.
Oh, okay. Well, this is your lucky day. Let's find out how much money you're going to win. What was song number one in our Perfect Recall window, Haley?
Song number one was Hold On, Wilson Phillips.
Nice. Wasn't sure if she was telling us to hold on while she looked at her list, but no, you nailed it. Haley, what was song two?
Just Friends, Virginia to Vegas.
You got it. What was song number three?
I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys.
And song four of this Perfect Recall window?
I could be wrong about this one, but I'm hoping it's Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey.
Ooh. that's
okay.
Not the
I
one.
Caught,
but listen,
the song after.
Haley, you because it's a Monday, you were also listening on the weekend. We had bonus songs. Do you have any of the three bonus songs from Saturday?
I have 5 out of 6.
Okay. What were they?
Okay, I've got Teenage Dream, Katy Perry.
Okay.
And Take On Me by Aha.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I have Waterfalls, TLC.
Okay. For Saturday. So yeah, let's for go Saturday. To Sunday.
And then If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And Love Don't Cost a Thing by Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Wow.
You just won yourself $800.
Woo-hoo! That's awesome.
Yeah, $800. How are you going to spend it, Haley?
Oh, just bills.
Bills.
Bills. Very 2025 answer. Haley, thanks so much for playing and thanks for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Thank you so much.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Well, that was fun. It is 7:32 right now. Feels like minus 4. Let's get your CHFI news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Kyiv today for a summit of world leaders on this, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Thousands gathered for rallies across Canada on Sunday to mark the anniversary. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says with Canada leading the G7 this year, he'll be seeking Trudeau's input on where that group of countries stands on support for Ukraine. The Vatican saying Pope Francis remains in critical condition and has started showing signs of early kidney failure, but doctors say it's under control. The 88-year-old pontiff remains alert and responsive, even attending a mass at the hospital. Francis has been battling pneumonia and a complex lung infection and suffered a serious asthmatic attack on Saturday. Just another reminder to take it easy and listen to your body if you're out shoveling all this snow from the driveway. A hospital in Newmarket says they've treated 34 people last week alone who exhibited symptoms of a heart attack while shoveling snow. Patients ranging in age from their 40s to their 60s. Another award show with Oscars implications last night. The Screen Actors Guild Award saw the papal thriller Conclave taking home the night's biggest honor, winning Best Ensemble. Timothée Chalamet winning Best Actor for his role in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, while Demi Moore won Best Actress for The Substance. A mix of sun and cloud to start the day. Cloudier this afternoon with a high of +4. We have a chance of showers this evening, that low dropping to +1. Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of +4. Right now in downtown Toronto, a mostly cloudy sky, -1, feeling like -4. I'm Scott Burnett.
CHFI traffic. I'm Alina Balka. Really heavy on the eastbound 401 from Highway 6 North to east of Highway 6 South. Could have a problem there with lanes blocked. And then eastbound 401 approaching Mavis in the Express. We've got the right lane still blocked by a collision there, so that is slow going. Westbound 401 at White's Road in the Express. A fresh accident tying up the right lane. And also eastbound 403 still heavy approaching Highway 6 North to east of Waterdown. Still have that accident in the left lane.
How do you feel about autocorrect when you're typing out an email or a text? Is it actually helpful? Because I'm going to go with no after what happened to me. I'll tell you about it after Taylor Swift.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with the price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1 CHFI.
So how do you feel about autocorrect when, you know, you're typing a text or an email? Do you actually find it helpful?
I find it hilarious if I'm not in a rush. I find it very frustrating if I'm trying to send an important email or something off, because it's helpful at times, but it also sometimes just butchers words.
Yeah, and words that you use all the time, you would think that it learns you. Isn't that the whole thing? Is that, after a while, it starts to learn how you speak and it autocorrects to the way you speak?
Yeah, I will say the most impressive thing my iPhone's ever done is that it, if I misspell my own name, it will autocorrect it back to Gurdeep, which is great. It's learned that I'm Gurdeep and it autocorrects it back to my name, which is great.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know what the situation is with my phone, but iOS or whoever I need to call, why?
iOS is an operating system.
Whatever.
Call anyone.
Whatever I have to do. Uh-huh. Why doesn't it know that my name is Pooja by now? Because I will tell you right now, every time I go to write Pooja and I'll go P-O-O, it will finish the sentence for me.
Why do you pause after P-O-O?
Well, I'm just typing P-O-O.
And then you take a breath?
Uh-huh. Those are the first three
letters.
Does
it autocorrect to an emoji after you type P-O-O?
No, okay. you would think, but right. That's poop. That's not P-O-O.
Oh, okay.
So with P-O-O, I got Poohar.
Poohar?
Poohar. And I'm like, who's Poohar? So then I looked over as another suggestion from autocorrect, and it was Poo Hat. Poo Hat. So you already don't know I'm not Poohar.
I think they sell those.
But when would anybody type Poo Hat? It's a suggestion for who? Do Poo Hats exist?
Your phone autocorrect suggested you to Poo Hat?
Yes.
After just having poo in there?
Yes. And Poohar. And sometimes I'll get Pooka. But Poo Hat is in particular, this is where I draw the line. This is where I need to figure out, who am I calling? How do I fix this? Because in no world, in any scenario, is anybody ever writing Poo Hat. Never.
Okay, I just put in Poo on our group chat, and it gives me Pooka.
Yes.
P-O-O-K-A.
I've seen Pooka many times.
I don't get a Poohar, and I certainly don't get a Poo Hat.
What is going on? What is going on? Am I sending Poo Hats to other people, and it remembered it? I've never typed these words out, ever.
What is a Poo Hat, and where do I acquire one?
Well, I think it was at the CNA or one of the Markham fairs. When you play those games, you can get the poop emoji, and it's a hat.
Oh, what? I've seen those. Yes. Yeah, they poop emoji style hats. Poo Hat.
Okay, if anybody starts to do this now, and it's Poo Hat and Gurdy in the morning, I'm out.
Some of them want to get used by you. Some of
It's the Eurythmics and the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. And in case you missed it, yesterday was Pooja Guy's birthday. Pooja!
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Pooja.
We're wow. So
good. That's right.
This is what you do when I'm not here?
That's right.
Okay.
Want to hear it again?
Okay.
Pooja! It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Pooja.
Sound good. Yeah, harmonized.
That was great. I'm just glad that you're back to adult supervision. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to open the CHFI Perfect Recall window for you once again. All you got to do is listen to the four songs we play, and you can win your share of $50,000. Hopefully, you're listening on the weekend for our bonus songs. You can win up to $1,000.
Pooja! It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Pooja!
CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Delays on the eastbound 401 from Mississauga Road in the express to approaching Mavis, where in the express, the right lane is blocked by an accident. Westbound 401 at James Snow Parkway, watch out for a stalled vehicle in the right-hand lane. And eastbound 403 is still jammed approaching Highway 6 North to east of Waterdown because of an accident there in the left lane. Get out in winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
Guess who's back from vacation? Yeah, Pooja. I have one question for her. Did she clap when the plane landed? Do you clap when the plane lands? We're getting to it after Sean Desmond.
Yeah. What up, girl? Check it. You know I've been watching you all night long. I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Wanna know what it would take to get inside. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are. Can have your pick, but I'm the one you want. So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. Cause I don't think I can hold it back no more. Cause you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toes. When your hands going down your back, watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric, 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 electric. Girl, you're looking so fine, and I bet that you know, everything about you is all I want. The way you work in that, girl, I can tell you're bad. It drives me crazy when you lick your lips like that. Oh, you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toe. When your hands going down your back, watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric.
Music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Pooj, you just got back from Mexico, and I only have one question for you. Did you vacation or did you vacation?
You know I vacation.
Yes.
And that just involved a whole lot of doing nothing, catching up on sleep, just really, you know, taking in and soaking in the sun because of the weather we're having here. And we had those back-to-back storms. And I had a cold for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You sound a little better now.
Oh,
finally.
It's all reverse. It's amazing what a couple days off.
Cancun will do that to you.
Right? Maybe I got to do that more often. I don't know. But my husband was there for business. I tagged along and it was great. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So I was thinking about you when you flew out on Wednesday because with everything that just happened with that Delta flight.
Yes.
Like I don't have a flight coming up anytime soon, but I'm thinking like, were you a little nervous with the landing? What was the vibe on the plane?
I'm not going to lie. I did think about it because I felt for all those passengers who were in that plane. You can imagine the way people described it is they were like bats hanging upside down. You don't get that thought or that feeling out of your head, especially when you're on a plane. So, of course, I thought about it. But then I remembered, okay, these things don't happen often. And, you know, you trust the pilots and you trust the staff. They all know what they're doing and you trust their record. So that was quickly eliminated. But one of the things I thought is now that we know what happened with that, will people start clapping again? Because a safe landing is something maybe we just take for granted.
Right, the clapping when you land.
Mm-hmm. There are those people who do it. You've met them.
It happens once in a while, but I'd say it feels like the exception, not the rule. So you're wondering, do we go back to a society of like, now where clapping becomes more common when you land?
Yeah, because, you know, we are grateful for a safe landing.
Right. I will say I'm not inherently a clapper when the plane lands, but I'm more open to that than clapping when like a movie ends in the theater.
Really?
People do that and that's weird to me. I'm like, they didn't act it out. This wasn't live theater. This is a film that was made like 2 years ago and we're watching it in theater.
Interesting. I don't find that weird at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I find that super. It's not a live performance. Whereas you could argue what the pilot just did was a live performance. He just landed you safely.
Okay. So guess what? I actually recorded the landing. Okay. And I have it. I will play it for you later.
You have the audio.
I have the audio.
Did they or didn't they?
Well, I will play it for you in a little bit. But first, let's find out from you how you feel about it.
Five calls. Decide it all.
I think you should decide before I tell you what happened.
Okay.
Should we be clapping when the plane lands?
Yes or no? Five calls decide it all. Should we be clapping when the plane lands? Give us a call. 416-872-CHFI.
$50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Our hearts beat strong and proud, but we tend to underestimate the gravity and prevalence of heart failure.
Did you know that there are 1 million Canadians living with heart failure?
It can affect anyone at any time.
February is Heart Month.
And the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research is celebrating 10 years of healthier hearts for all Canadians.
You can be certain the commitment to research and innovation will continue for decades to come.
Beating strong and proud in all of us.
Follow the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research on Instagram at @TRogersResearch.
I'm Marit Stiles, and I've spent my life fighting for working people and winning. Now I'm running to be premier, to build homes, hire doctors, fix schools, and make life more affordable. Life in Ontario is harder than it should be. Well, unless you're one of Doug Ford's friends, right, that he makes those deals with. With everything that's at stake, we need new ideas. I'm Marit Stiles, leader of Ontario's NDP. In this fight, I'm on your side.
Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
Discover more value than ever at Loblaws. This week, get a whole chicken for just $1.99 a pound. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday, February 26th. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Rev up your ride with Rona Plus North Brampton. Starting March 1st, discover the all-new Auto Shack aisle, exclusively at Rona Plus North Brampton. Backed by the Auto Shack staff, you'll find quality auto parts at competitive prices. Whether it's brakes, side mirrors, struts, shocks, or radiators. From your driveway to your home, Rona Plus North Brampton and Auto Shack have you covered. Come this Saturday, CHFI will be live on location from 9 till 1. Auto parts made simple, only at Rona Plus North Brampton. 10111 Heartlake Road.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
10 treks to Grandma and Grandpa's.
30 midnight drives that became lullabies.
40 road trips to find the best fish and chips.
Measure your RAV4's comfort and memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $104 weekly for 36 months at 5.79% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Canada isn't just where we live. It's who we are. Strong, resilient, proud. Every time you buy from a Canadian business like this, you fuel that strength.
When you shop with Lazy Boy of Southern Ontario, you're not just buying furniture. You're supporting Canadian jobs, families, and local charities. Your furniture purchase helps strengthen our communities and improve lives. We are as dedicated as ever at providing you with top-quality home furnishings at outstanding value.
Shop Canadian, the true north, strong and free.
Have you heard of Estragel?
Estragel?
Yeah, I just got a prescription.
Estragel? What's it for?
Well, I'll tell you after the meeting.
Estragel, brought to you by Organon. Talk to your doctor and visit estragel.ca.
Remember when Dad tried to get me into soccer?
Yes, he tried. You could barely kick the ball. And Dad would just laugh and say, it's okay, you're just warming up for next season.
But then, my first goal, he yelled, that's my boy.
When he was here, he made everything feel like a win.
In every small memory, a story lives on forever. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
It is 8 o'clock. We're about to open that window for perfect recall. It's minus 4 right now. Let's get a check on news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. Pearson Airport says operations are back to normal roughly a week after a crash landing that sent 21 people to hospital. A spokesperson says the runway where the Delta Airlines crash took place has reopened and final cleanup is underway at a second runway before it reopens. All 76 passengers and 4 crew members survived when the plane burst into flames last week after flipping over and skidding on the tarmac. Ontarians head to the polls on Thursday. The latest poll showing Doug Ford's PCs are leading the Ontario Liberals by 10 points. According to the survey, Ford has 42% of the vote. The Liberals have 32%, the NDP with 18%, and the Green with 5%. The principal at Liaison Strategies expects the PCs to win a majority government, with the Liberals forming the official opposition. In the latest update, the Vatican says Pope Francis is resting after a quiet night in hospital. The one-line statement follows word that the pontiff's complex lung infection has led to early stages of kidney failure. Doctors say it's under control, but the 88-year-old pontiff remains in critical condition. The Vatican did not say if the Pope had woken up, but did say the night passed well and he slept. The Leafs getting the job done last night.